It is Tuesday, June 30th, 10:39 a.m. Hawaii time. Reading number 66, Route 66. And we are Carolyn and J.W. doing Medicine with Ion. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
And how are you this fine day?
As always, marvelous. Thank you. And how about you?
Very good. My head is clearer today. I guess whatever was flowing through it has flowed through, and things are not so blocked up feeling.
Interesting dream states, I'm sure.
Yes, yes. Had some great dreams last night, getting much more clear on, you know, colors and designs and fabrics.
Well, hats.
Pardon?
Hats.
Paths? P-A-T-H-S?
Paths, yes.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Those are much clearer as well, as is your asking and wanting.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But you called to do medicine.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we could talk about all manner of things. But, yes, I guess we have a bit of an agenda. But, you know, maybe I should ask a little more if you could tell me in terms of my being clearer on paths, P-A-T-H-S. What does that refer to?
Refers to the paths in your dreams. You wanted to remember and have what you call total recall.
Yeah.
Well, you can't have total recall until you come into a place where you can see where you've been and where you're going and the whole aspect of processes.
Mm-hmm.
And those are what's opening for you, and that when you weren't is what's causing your, we call it malaise, but maybe that's not the best word, but your pressure.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And as that frees up, so does the pressure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Which, interestingly, reads right into your first topic for the day.
Hypoglycemia?
Yes.
Go ahead with hypoglycemia, sure.
All right. Hypoglycemia, correct?
Correct.
I'll hold on just a second. Hypoglycemia.
Yes.
Hyperglycemia and hypoglycemia, which are about the same, but we already did one, did we not?
Correct. We did diabetes.
Correct. Okay. Now, the low blood or the low sugars, which the only way you notice that is when you come into a place where you have, like, you start the sweats and other processes. It's almost kind of like, it would be the same relative position if you were into an insulin shock, where you have too much insulin and not enough sugar to balance that.
Right.
So that's sort of the opposite case. But this is where you're not receiving, or you think you're not receiving, or you assume you're not receiving, or you tell yourself that your tank is out of gas.
Okay, very good.
You become without energy.
Yeah.
Well, that's not really the case. Otherwise, you see, you'd never be able to make it to the kitchen to get some nourishment, you see. Those that suffer from this malady end up finding themselves with those little glucose bars or energy bars or something. And so sometimes when they have a heightened sense of their metabolism is really going, fast, not going away, going a fast metabolism where you eat things and it metabolizes that very quickly, then sometimes you see you can run out of steam. That's when you'd add a few more complex carbohydrates to make that last. Nuts are very great for that, too.
Okay.
They're a high caloric value, and they stick to your ribs.
Yeah.
Because they're slower to release those sugars, unlike glucose, which you just hit you right between the eyes. Like, and alcohol, that's how the sugars in the alcohol are what get you drunk. Same thing. That's why fruit will make you feel better, but then drops away very quickly. Meaning you feel all satisfied and good, and then 30 minutes later. The joke is like when people eat Chinese and then they're hungry 30 minutes later.
Mm-hmm.
Same type thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes, this is interesting, actually, good, coming back to the personal, because I've been, you know, feeling I needed to eat a lot recently. Yeah. And so I've been, as you said, it works into my situation where was I feeling I didn't have enough energy, didn't have enough steam? What was it specifically?
Well, when you get into a task, because you're always busy,
yeah.
Okay. If you're not, then you make yourself busy.
Mm-hmm.
So apparently that's not the secret to life, but it's the secret to your success, you see. Because in your world, the rule is, if I'm not busy, then I didn't earn it.
Mm-hmm.
So you make for a lot of laundry that way, but it doesn't make you that much any better of a seamstress.
Mm-hmm.
But anyhow, in that process then, when you have those energy flows, when you tackle something or bite off something that you can't chew,
uh-huh.
it becomes indigestible.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So rather than break it down to where you can digest it, sometimes you'll just change plates.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I can't eat this right now. I don't feel like this right now, so I'll do this.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the web guy thing is going slow, and I don't know what to do with that, so I'll work on the book.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the deadline is coming. So I have to hurry to get this when I'm already ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Because
mm-hmm.
I can't be tried and found wanting because
mm-hmm.
I'm busy.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, what comes to me has to be from my effort
mm-hmm.
in order for me to feel better about my aspect of position.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Which certainly could not necessarily be the case, but you were asking about yours.
Yeah, very nice. Yeah.
So, and then that's the whole trick of the relaxing allowing. And if you do go to the beach and enjoy yourself, you don't feel guilty for that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've got a deadline. I've got to get this out, yada, 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 yada. Well, the olden days, or what your mother would say, is haste makes waste.
Mm-hmm.
But you end up really, really doing it or not happy with its outcome anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
So the energy could be spent, the metabolism could be spent, the doling out of the caloric intake could be spent on the organizing and orchestrating the fastest path to your personal joy.
Mm-hmm.
And when you do that, then what happens? Any action, all action, no matter what you eat, will be gracious, plenty caloric value to balance your emotions,
mm-hmm.
which make you want to eat or don't eat anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Correct?
Yes. Right.
So, and you eliminate all sugars, and the only thing that works is a Snicker bar.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. But if you want to adjust that, then put yourself on strictly Snicker bars, if that's all you eat.
Mm-hmm.
For about 2 days, and you'll never want another one again.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You see, it'll build up to a place where it's kind of like, ooh, no thank you, I'm gracious, I'm good. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Enough.
Mm-hmm.
And then you move on to something else, you see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the Snicker bars and the glucose bars you mentioned is important here in hypoglycemia because some people think that's the way to treat it.
Correct. And it does. If you're out of gas, one answer is to get more gas.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but if you're a gas guzzler, then you might want to consider a tune-up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
To make the energy that you are expending be well expended.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't say used or burned. That's what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Isn't it interesting that calories are the registration of a heat exchange,
mm-hmm.
and you burn calories?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that interesting? The caloric value is a heat value.
Right.
No other.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Then you burn calories.
Right.
Or store calories.
Mm-hmm.
Well, who decides what you burn and what you store? You do.
Mm-hmm.
Ta-da! So that's why your diets don't work.
Mm-hmm.
To die. Diet.
Yeah.
Die to it.
Mm-hmm.
Kill it. To death it. Why don't they call it the new death it diet?
Mm-hmm.
The death diet. That's it. Create a new meme. This is how to kill yourself, and do this and you will die. Well, then they'll push against that, and then nobody would have to die because there is no death.
Mm-hmm.
So just like your vaccination team, get a death vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
Give them a little taste of death to the point that they won't want to enjoy it or bring it into their experience.
Mm-hmm.
Or have contrast regarding it.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with the way you feel when you're hyperglycemic.
Mm-hmm.
No, excuse me, hypoglycemic.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the feeling is pretty close to the same. However, that's just the splitting of the hairs of the degree.
Right. And the disconnection with hypoglycemia?
A lot of times it has to do with worthiness.
Mm-hmm.
Good Jewish mothers work all their lives to create guilt complexes. Those guilt complexes are why you feel good or bad regarding any action. Well, if what you're eating is not enough and you feel bad about it, then you will have low blood sugar.
Mm-hmm.
You see? Because I'm too busy to eat. That's what a lot of people say.
Mm-hmm.
I got too busy to eat.
Mm-hmm.
When I got to, and literally, and the next thing you know, they're passed out in the Walmart because they didn't get a candy bar.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Very good.
Is another same aspect. And there are a couple others. It can be the way you feel when you imbibe anything.
Mm-hmm.
Most people that suffer from your type 2, what you call diabetes,
mm-hmm.
they feel better when their sugars are elevated.
Oh, man. Excuse me. I don't think I even put on the speaker. Did I? Yes, I did.
Yes, you did.
Oh, okay.
We had to pick up on that by then.
Oh, shoo.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
You got your little digital one on?
I do. It's so cute.
Okay.
Okay, so it can be the way you feel when you ingest anything, people.
We don't like ingest, we like imbibe.
Oh, right.
Because you can be forced to eat things. You can be forced, you can pass out, and they'll give you lactate ringers in the hospital.
Mm-hmm. But imbibing, you don't imbibe a steak.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Why not?
I don't know. You tell me.
What is your definition of imbibing?
Imbibe, I-M-B-I-B-E?
No, imbibe.
Spell that.
Imbibe, E-N-V-I-B-E.
I don't know even what that means.
Uh-oh, we use your new word.
You created a new word. Imbibe, E-N-V-I.
In vibrational.
E-N or I-N?
Please yourself, E-N's good for us.
Okay, it can be the way you feel when you imbibe anything. Okay.
Imbibe.
Yeah.
Invibrate.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to straighten out your Noah Webster, the lexicographer, before it's over.
Uh-huh. Very good. So, invibrate. So, yeah. Anything. It doesn't have to be food.
We spoke over because we understood that was already your word, so we're sorry.
Well, I can see if Noel Webster agrees, but I've never heard it. Could be.
It ain't your first rodeo. You'd be on target with that.
Uh-huh.
But if not, then if they got the wrong definition, you can start to spend the rest of your life straightening out the Wikipedia.
Uh-huh. Now, it goes to vibration control at Houston, so I don't know.
Okay, well, maybe.
Earth to Houston. And they use an E as in, and not an I. What are you using?
We like E as well.
You like E, okay. So, it can be the way you feel when you imbibe anything. Go ahead with that.
Yeah, imbibe, I-N-V-I-B, would be in vibration.
Mm-hmm.
But to imbibe would be to entertain, would be to enjoy, would be to bring to your experience.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Okay.
But we're surprised, but then we normally are, but it's one of those, another one of those Google words.
Mm-hmm. Okay, go ahead with if it can be the way you feel when you imbibe anything.
Yeah. You have an envision. You have an enlightenment. You have an in-aha moment. You have an intuitive punch. You have an insatiable desire.
Mm-hmm.
You have an unquenchable thought.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then that becomes the predicated how do you get an idea that you decided that you want steak?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that doesn't just come because that's not normal. That's actually, well, you picking up 5 pounds of sugar would be a little more unusual, but
mm-hmm.
I mean, how much white sugar you got in the house? Like none.
None.
You know, or some folks jokingly say, now we are not strict on all the sugar intake. We buy 1 5-pound pack of sugar a year, whether we need it or not. Where others go through that a week, you see.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's all in that balance periphery of your acceptable stages of navigation from what you draw into your experience.
Uh-huh.
Different climates, different rationalities, nationalities of rationale, eat different things.
Mm-hmm.
Hot pots are great in China, and you wouldn't find that as satisfying. Well, you probably would because they're very healthy and natural, but some of those fish stewies, things that they cook them in, are a tad ripe for a not such an accustomed palate. See, Indonesia, you better learn how to eat bugs because that's the biggest thing on the menu.
Mm-hmm.
Literally.
Okay, back to, what are we talking about? Hypoglycemia.
Yeah, and that imbibing of your position of what you want to eat.
Yeah.
Okay? In balancing that, you have many choices. You can teach yourself into enlarging your diet.
Yeah.
And what that means is that you actually stop, drop, and roll, and physically stop and give attention to your eating experience.
Mm-hmm.
And now some would say make your eating experience longer,
mm-hmm.
but then that would bring in time, and we would never do that. But if you make it a celebration, like they did in the 1600s, where you got up, you had a little bread, a little wine, or a little something. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Then you had tea, maybe in the afternoon with just a little nibbly things. Then you all joined together and got all dressed up and started, and you started the evening meal, which was 4 courses or 5 or better in banquets.
Mm-hmm.
And you ate from then until time to go to bed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You had sweetbreads, and you had meat, and you had vegetables, and you had all the different exotic things when they were importing celeries and rhubarb. And all these potatoes, all these exotic-y things that you'd have in coursework, okay? So you can take, if you experience that, some would say, the doctors would say, oh, bless those doctors, would say, eat a bunch of little bitty meals.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, little bite. Well, that's just the symptom.
Mm-hmm.
You have a fever, here's the aspirin, and that'll cure you. No, the reason you have the fever is the reason. The same thing is true with your eating. Imbibe yourself into enjoying the experience of engaging in the consuming of mass quantities. So basically, have bigger meals and take more energy in the enjoying of those meals.
Mm-hmm.
And then what happens is your body regulates the metabolism that will take away the hungry all the time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You see, the hungry all the time, then some would get that, we've done this already, with a sick headache.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't eat at their certain appointed time, so therefore they had a headache.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we beat that to death, and this is when this was going to come up again, because you said we got to deal with this again. So this is that whole aspiration of that scheduled nutrition time.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't have to be coursework and counting calories and all that kind of foolishness. It can be in the evening you enjoy a lollipop.
Mm-hmm.
Well, enjoy the lollipop.
Right.
Now, are those empty calories? Well, they're just heat exchanges, and you've already presented yourself with a disconnection that you don't get enough of those, or the ones that you burn up too quickly.
Mm-hmm.
So to slow it down and have something that you can't just wolf down. Tootsie Rolls, they used to count how many licks there were in a Tootsie Pop before they bit the caramel chocolatey center.
All right.
And the answer was 3. Lick it once, lick it twice, and then bite to the middle.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Same example. If that was your case, enjoy it. You know, suck on the sucker for a while.
Mm-hmm.
It'll do you well. If you are in the right, the correct vortexual proximity of slowing down the process of this ingestion.
Mm-hmm.
sometimes they'll do it, they'll treat themselves with the caffeine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that'll be the coffee drinkers.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing wrong with coffee drinkers. Drink it all day, every day. Please yourself. That's not the point. The point is, if that caffeine is used to quench the digestion process or give you an upper, then you can drop. If it doesn't kick your metabolism, then it'll trick you into the hypoglycemia.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a balance. So, okay, have a bran muffin with your coffee. Nothing wrong with that.
Mm-hmm.
Something
yeah.
that'll stick with you a little bit. Or do a breakfasty thing. Now, we're not suggesting that you have to eat breakfast or you're going to hell, because many people function differently from where they are.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're having issue with that direction, sometimes that disconnection is you don't have time, or that's not what you want, or blah, 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 blah. Well, stop and make yourself enjoy an hour lunch and eat for the hour.
Mm-hmm.
Do you realize how difficult it'd be to sit and actually eat for an hour?
Oh, yeah, yes.
I mean, and eat, not just sit there and chit-chat or wait on the waiter to bring you some more tea. You know, I'm talking about really eating.
Mm-hmm.
But advise that experience and enjoy it, and it will help increase your strain on your metabolism that will make it reserve enough caloric energy value to help you make the transition so you wouldn't have hypoglycemia and sometimes hyper. They both work kind of hand in hand, you see,
mm-hmm.
in that same prospect to allow yourself to get into a new regimen or routine.
Mm-hmm.
Then your body doesn't think it's starving to eat up all the sugars.
Mm-hmm.
Or it thinks you're going to the desert, so no matter what you eat, it goes into your fat cells and have to go through that whole process.
Mm-hmm.
You see. They started with this trail mix some time ago that would give you energy when you're out dying and walking and needing all these things.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, all that happened is that the morbidly obese, sedentary people used it as snacks because they could leave them sitting out in the books, wouldn't eat them. They could eat all day, every day. See, so it undid its very process.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's like with a lot of things, oh, it's so healthy for you, and then people just overeat the healthy things.
Or they'll have a 5,000-calorie hamburger and enjoy it with a Diet Coke because they're trying to cut down.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Same story, same song, different verse.
Mm-hmm.
Does that clear that up even from that aspect of how, why? Because you control your metabolism.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how you metabolize sugars. Energy has a lot of things that apply when all you have to do is come back to the place of take no action until you're in the fastest path to your joy.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're foundered on something, then leave it alone for a while. Absence makes the heart grow fonder.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You see? You know, if you're just wagged out on Snicker bars, if you do away with them for a month and then you enjoy one, you can really slow down and enjoy the whole bite-by-bite-by-bite process.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it can bring you back into an imbibing of an envisioned vibration that brings you joy.
Mm-hmm.
It's why the folks that shoot things and smoke things and sniff things and all those other things, that's why it takes more and 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 more of it. That's the problem with it. This was good. This was the fastest path of my joy. Okay, so now you get to there, and that becomes normal. No drama, no excitement, it's normal. Then you got to have a little bit more. Well, then that gets you there, and then it's a little bit more, and then it's a little bit more. And that's why people have this misnomer of calling addictive behaviors or
mm-hmm.
addiction as a negative thing. No, you can be addicted to oxygen, and that's not a bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
The more you get, the better it is until you get too much, and then you're hyperventilating. Then you got to breathe into a sack to bring the carbon dioxide back into balance.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
See, so, damn. I mean, how do you screw up oxygen?
Mm-hmm.
And yet, there you go.
Actually, I jumped over hyperventilation above, but...
We got it.
Mm-hmm.
We knew.
Addicted to oxygen. Okay, good, 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 good.
And your body's even smarter than your system overload. Mm-hmm. If you hyperventilate to such a degree, you'll pass out. It'll regulate itself.
Mm-hmm.
It'll correct itself.
Mm-hmm.
You'll pass out, you'll breathe normal, and you'll sleep till you do, get those levels balanced.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll adjust, and you wake up with a, typically with a pretty good headache.
Mm-hmm. Because mm-hmm.
you were running too rich, your fuel mix was too hot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Sometimes we call pulmonary edemas.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes that's what tricks you into hyperventilation, too.
Hmm.
You think you're drowning, but you're not drowning, but the only thing that works is to drain the lungs. Isn't that interesting?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Does they have to drain the lungs? No. But when they drain the lungs, it allows you to get back to normal, and then you don't hold fluid anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine that.
Right.
Then you get your fuel mixture not so sweet, and it runs. We don't mean sweet sugar. We mean sweet rich.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's why when they put you in the hospital and your O2 is in 88, they don't start you on 5 liters.
Mm-hmm.
Because if they get you used to 5 liters and they bring you back to normal, 1.5 bubbles or 1.5 liters, then guess what? You die because you don't have enough oxygen.
Mm-hmm.
You see? You can't get it too sweet. And they won't go much more than 10 liters because then they'll put you on a ventilator.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh.
You see, you got to balance it because otherwise you can't sustain it. But what a wonderful, delicious place of life that'd be to be on 7 or 8 liters of oxygen all the time. That's sweet. I mean, really, think about it. Going to the pure stuff.
And you're saying a normal oxygen flow is about 1.5 liters?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Okay.
But now, that's not true on Pike's Peak.
No.
There's not a liter and a half on the whole damn mountain.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, you have to breathe more to gain the air is thinner.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why you have those changes. Even baking things are different.
All right.
High altitudes.
Yeah, very good. Okay, we shall move on to hypothyroidism.
Okay. Hypo or hyper? Can we do them both?
Yeah, let's start with one. We can start with hypo, because that's the most common.
Well, if you're the maker of synthyroid, yes, I guess it would be. Okay. Why don't they do natural, in synthyroid, why can't they do the natural?
Because they said many years ago that it wasn't standardized from batch to batch. You didn't know exactly how much of the T4 you were getting. Uh-huh. So they started putting bans on it. But that was because it wasn't patented, so the drug companies just wanted to sell their patent, so they put down the natural one.
Huh. Very, very good. And the activation process of activating the thyroid, this is the one that balances, where you become listless and we're going to do them both, so you pick out which one we're going to do first.
Mm-hmm.
You gain weight, you have no energy, you're irritable, it's almost like a clinical depression sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you put on 40 pounds, you just think you're going to die, then you start with these phantom pains and issues and stuff, and then it just really can get you down into a place where your T count can get you so low that it starts affecting your immune system.
Mm-hmm.
You see? Mm-hmm. Now, then the flip side of that is you become manic, and it's overactive, and then you're up at 3 o'clock in the morning painting your kitchen, and
mm-hmm.
you just finished painting it the day before, but you think the shade is just not exactly right, and so you get up and move everything in the kitchen and paint everything
mm-hmm.
again. And
mm-hmm.
then you do that, you might do that 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 or 10 times in a week,
mm-hmm.
and you're eating 5,000, 10,000 calories a day, and you're losing 80 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
And don't say the wrong thing, because you will have your little head snapped off.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, the latter might be more prevalent, but there's a lot of folks that run hot.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah.
there's a lot of folks, and that's where some of these thyroid cancers come in, mm-hmm. where they give you the rice coated radiation
mm-hmm.
to sort of help balance those. But all they're actually doing is killing it all together, so they can put you on the thin thyroid.
Yeah.
Which is, and sometimes people develop goiters
uh-huh.
and what you call the grapes of wrath.
Uh huh.
And those are the very same way of that reproducing that disconnection from the metabolizer.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the thyroid does, is a metabolizer.
Mm-hmm.
By thought, word, and deed. The metabolizer.
Mm-hmm.
Not metabolism, metabolizer.
Mm-hmm.
Thought, word, and deed.
Thought, word, and deed.
Mm-hmm. Because, see, when you get hyper, then all of a sudden you're running crazy. Well, those are deeds.
Mm-hmm.
Pressed emotions.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And then you get the hypo where nothing matters anyway and you don't even care that you have a kitchen, let alone what color it is.
Mm-hmm.
And those folks that get in, sometimes, we'll say women, but it's a lot of men too, but women get in a situation when they have the changes in their family conditions and positions. They lose interest in those aspirations of grandeur, and that can bring on that disconnection where they don't even control their thought, word, and deed. Therefore, then, 15 of thin thyroid must be the way to go.
And the disconnection? Yeah, I think you did, mention some of that.
Yes. When that's sometimes is an example, large traumas, Let's say you have an aging mother,
mm-hmm.
okay, very in your life, see her every day, love and appreciate every aspect of them, depend on them, they depend on you, body, 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 blah, and then they croak.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then your next labor of love then becomes the balancing of that loss.
Mm-hmm.
So you can actually speed it up or slow down your thyroid, which can have a causal effect on slowing up or speeding down your metabolism, which, as you well know, changes everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then you imbibe things, and they balance. And if you don't imbibe them, then you get out of balance, and then you're in the hospital getting radiation to kill that nasty thyroid.
Mm-hmm.
Because your T count just can't, your beta, they do a lot of beta blood work with that too. When those folks that come up with the cancerous applications
mm-hmm.
of the thyroid.
And you're saying when you run hot, you have more of a tendency to get into the cancer?
Ask it again, because we don't want to misspeak it. But the answer is yes, but not from that question that way.
People who get cancer, are they the ones that have...
Of the thyroid.
Oh, cancer of the thyroid, right. Are they the ones that have hyperthyroidism?
No, it doesn't matter. It's relative.
Ah.
It's just like the penis. It's erect or it's not.
Yeah.
Okay, so it works both ways. You can, although it's pretty difficult to urinate if you have an erect penis, but you can do it, you see, for that releasing. Same way with the thyroid. If it's hyperactive or erect, I guess is a way to say that, or moving faster than the speed of light, because that's what folks with hyper describe it. The time just whizzes, and they think it's going slow.
Mm-hmm.
And they get very, very agile, active, doing 20 hours a day, 23, 24, can't sleep, sweats, hot, cold, messing up the hypothalamus. You set yourself into this whole chasm to the place where then cancer of the thyroid becomes the only logical progression.
Mm-hmm.
But just as easily the other way.
Mm-hmm. Okay, because, yeah, cancer of the thyroid is...
rare.
Well, I mean, they're making it out to be more common, but it's very mild isn't the word, but it's doesn't tend to be that aggressive.
Well, they don't call it malignancies.
Mm-hmm.
They don't remove it. They can. They don't remove it. They can. They're not as quick to remove it.
Mm-hmm.
They're much more likely to put the radioactive rice in it
mm-hmm.
and kill it so that they have some place of balance in
yeah.
with the synthyroid that they're going to give.
Mm-hmm.
And in that process, then you see, that's the only way. Otherwise, their beta blood work wouldn't work.
Mm-hmm.
Your T count.
Yeah, right.
Or running differentials. You understand you can't run a differential on your blood work if you don't have a thyroid.
Hmm.
Isn't that interesting?
Mm-hmm.
But differentials tell you all kinds of things, do they not?
Mm-hmm. And why can't you run a differential on your thyroid?
Well, there's nothing to make a difference. You have a differential. If you're a thyroid-less, in your beta scans or your beta workups,
mm-hmm.
without that, then you don't know. That's why they run those tests, and they try to kill the thyroid so they can see if you're getting enough or not enough or too much or the balance.
Mm-hmm.
The differentials that you get with, you would never know when you were wide open or not.
Mm-hmm.
Many people describe it as losing their mind.
Mm-hmm.
But they lose all track of, they'll eat, and they just got through eating, and then they'll get up and go eat again.
Mm-hmm.
Or they'll want it for 2 days and think they just ate a minute ago.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
You see?
Yeah, I haven't heard of that extreme, although I've seen it go to
yeah.
severe heart
disease. Oh, it goes to everything. It depends. And see, people, iron bars do not a prison make. They make their own.
Mm-hmm.
Well, as they make their own, then you see that now you've opened up a whole dynamic.
Mm-hmm.
So catch them, tell them how to catch it, tell them how to kill their thyroid, and then they'll have great appreciation for it. It's a great world.
Mm-hmm. Right, yes.
It's a perfect example of contrast, Carolyn.
Uh-huh.
You get out of balance, and you get out of, you end up with contrast.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
With everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if sex becomes all there is, it'll get out of balance.
Mm-hmm.
If never having an orgasm is the deal, then that'll get out of balance.
Mm-hmm.
See, it's balance.
Mm-hmm.
It's balanced.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
We had to give you something to edit, though, out there.
Yeah, the sex bits. Yeah, there. Right. On the floor, I saw it. Okay.
Next. C'est la guerre.
Yeah, c'est la guerre, war, and c'est la vie. C'est la life and war. Okay.
Live and let live, and long live the war.
Mm-hmm. Incontinence.
Okay.
Or did we do hyper up there, too? And
yeah,
then?
We did. We did both.
We
did
both, yeah.
When you're in the doldrums and you're painting your kitchen at 3 in the morning.
Oh, yes.
You don't care that you have a kitchen. Yeah, and that was good because a lot of those are easy to do because the way we run them, they make sense both ways.
Mm-hmm.
You see, because you give the upper and the lower level of it.
Mm-hmm.
And once you do that, then it gets it pretty simple.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, very good. All right, now, what's next?
Incontinence.
Okay. You can't hold your water.
All right.
Okay. Now, that comes from many aspects, but the disconnection is the flow of retention and holding, and then the ability or lack of ability to, we jokingly say, many times with, especially this is your female side of it, is that you get to laughing and you pee your pants or you sneeze and pee or
mm-hmm.
those different kind of things that comes just from a simple prospect of the bladder is a certain size and certain things make you want to go,
mm-hmm.
okay? And you have to empty the bladder, or if you get yourself in a disconnection where you're going but you're not emptying your bladder but you're going, then 5 minutes later you got to go again.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then the next thing you know, you're in the depends.
Mm-hmm. If you get, say that again, if you're in a disconnection of where you are going, so you mean in life?
Mm.
Or in what?
In your holding process.
Uh-huh.
You see, they set it up as normal, as you should go, you should urinate how many times a day? Well, it doesn't really matter, it's how much you go, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but they have those little things set up to where if you're not going 5 times a day, then you're not going enough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not to mention you're only having 1 teaspoon of water a day a week. Mm-hmm. You wonder why you're not going.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are those, and even, okay, now let's do it with the little fellas. Boys especially. They're growing. Their bladders are developing. They are starting to have the normal aspirations of, you know, their genitalia function.
Mm-hmm.
They're not complete, but they're beginning stages. Well, as they grow and mature, they're able to drink more fluids.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they consume more fluids than their bladder has grown to hold.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and then in their sleep or their rest stage, then they come into a place where they wet the bed.
Mm-hmm.
And then you don't give any attention to it and don't control their fluids and no drink before you go to bed and all this drama and rubber sheets and good Lord have mercy. Then what happens is their bladder catches up to their new increase of thirst and they don't have that problem anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's in the beginning stages. And little girls have that a little bit, but not quite so much.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning they kind of have a know of a balance of the way that they begin the urinating process. It's a little different,
mm-hmm.
you see.
Mm-hmm.
But they do it as well, no contest, but it doesn't seem quite as dramatic.
Right.
All right, now when you get an older age, it seems to plague women more than necessarily with men.
Mm-hmm.
Although many men will get a Foley fast enough.
Yeah.
Oof.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you go through a little self-cathing, and that'll fix you right up.
Right.
You see, with or without the lidocaine.
Mm-hmm.
So, regardless, now, that incontinence, the disconnection is, you can't hold your water.
Mm-hmm.
And not the inability to have control in your life.
Mm-hmm.
When people go to the nursing home, the old folks' home, the old nation.
Yeah.
When they go to those places, they give up their ability to control.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're in a diaper.
Yeah.
Or they're on a catheter.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Because they got no reason to control. Every other aspect of their life has been decided for them.
Mm-hmm.
Because they, most of the time, the ones that admit themselves into the nursing home don't need a catheter.
Mm-hmm.
Thing, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Those with decisions made for them, they're good.
Mm-hmm.
Those with Alzheimer's don't really have a big issue and deal with it. Now, they may get up and stand in the middle of the bed and pee, but they have control of it that they're not going to be put in a box.
Mm-hmm.
You see. So, you see, that's the obverse of that coin, you see.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I think that pretty much covers it.
Now, sometimes it's caused from infections.
Which is our next
of course.
Thing. Yeah, sometimes it is caused by infections.
Mm-hmm.
Now, infections as a topic, I mean, that's pretty huge and far.
Oh, no, every one we've done so far can be brought into an infection. Inflammation, influenza, influ something.
Mm-hmm.
That can be adaptable from that, but from the urinary tract infections, you lose the capacity due to the inflammation caused by that.
Yeah.
That you'll actually start going before you really realize it.
Mm-hmm.
And once you start, then it's very difficult to stop because of the inflammation.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. A la infection.
Yeah.
To infect.
Right, and my big thing about infections is that usually they're over-treated with antibiotics and then lead to yeast infections.
Well, fifth generation, darling, and you know why that is? I mean, used to you'd have the third level, now you're on, what, the 15th level.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when Cipro was all there was, and now they give Cipro for the sneezes.
Yeah. Mm-mm.
And so, and then what happens, the stronger and stronger and stronger, the antibiotic. Why don't they have biotics?
Uh-huh.
Instead of antibiotics, well, but then you come to a place where you kill everything, and the only thing that's left is the nasty stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not just yeast, that's everything.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You remember the J.W. story with his grandmother in the hospital?
Mm-hmm.
Where he comes in very blatantly because it wasn't being cleaned, his high degree of germlessness.
Mm-hmm.
And he walks in with those 2.5 gallon jugs of bleach, one under each arm and one in each hand, and goes the long way because he could sneak it in. He knew the way. He went around the long way so that they could go through the nurse's station, and they followed him and begged him, please, 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 whatever you do, do not open that bleach in this hospital. Then the director of nursing comes up with her rag to clean herself in the high heels and the skirt. I mean, mm-hmm. this is a big deal. And J.W.'s question very simply was easily was why? Bleach is what you use to clean things with. And they said, oh, yes, it will. It certainly will. But what comes back will be worse than what's here.
Uh-huh.
And that was their thing. Their reality is the nasties that we have, we can live with.
Wow.
The nasties that you make a breeding ground for, we can deal with.
Wow.
And it wasn't many moons after that that you had MRSA.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's done from your antimicrobial, antibacterial.
Mm-hmm.
That's what caused that whole thing.
Yeah.
That's pretty. Hey, get a good dose to C. diff and see how you go.
Oh, yeah, see how fast you go.
Uh-huh.
With infections in general, is there a disconnection, or how should we look at that?
No, it's not a disconnection. You make room for it. You make room for it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You have an infestation,
mm-hmm.
a pest in your house.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you have that because you made room for them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, take white sugar and sprinkle it on your counters and give it a few days and see how long it is before the ants come and move you out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Leave food out where it's not in a contained, controlled environment.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll get one cockroach, and if you've got one, you've got 1,000. If you've got 1,000, you got 1,000,000.
Mm-hmm.
And it can get to a place where they will move you out of your experience.
Yeah, right.
Same thing. Wasps. Well, they're predators. Different kind of things try to get into your house. Your house being your meat sack.
Uh-huh.
Well, if you make room for them, they will breed and live long, thrive, and prosper.
Mm-hmm.
Just like non-physical, if you can get a good symbiote host relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So we're not saying it's a bad thing. We're just saying that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
Yeah.
They put screens on the windows, which is very interesting,
mm-hmm.
to keep things, the obvious things out and to let air in.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now you do realize that most of the country now never doesn't have screens and doesn't open a window for anything.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They don't do it. They control every aspect of what comes in and goes out.
Right.
Down to the point that the new air conditioning systems have intakes to allow fresh air to come in, because you can get poison gas and poison air,
mm-hmm.
in your house. And it's just recirculating poison and poison.
Mm-hmm.
But they make you add fresh into the system.
Mm-hmm.
When that's just the silliest thing in the world. You used to open a window.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, now, and people didn't have pollen then.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody dusted for pollen.
Mm-hmm.
You had your windows open, and yeah, dirt blew in, you'd mop and sweep and clean up your house, but it was just a natural what came in went out.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, I know, and that's funny. You pay for a big air conditioning, modification system, and then you just open up an air vent and just let that air come in.
Mm-hmm. Indeed, and that. Mm-hmm. Now, there's another kind, it's HEIR conditioning, too.
H-E-I-R?
Air conditioning.
Oh, uh-huh.
Same thing.
Yeah. It's amazing. Why does Ion drive me to sleep?
Oh,
Bob used to do that.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Because you find yourself relaxing and getting easy with the flow,
mm-hmm.
of those processes, and then it becomes normal. And in the beginning of days, it didn't. It was very invigorating.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
now it's like, wow. It's like, that's so fast. And it's like when you rock a baby to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
put a ticking clock with a puppy and they don't yap anymore. They think it's the mama's heartbeat and they let in and go to sleep.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And she set the alarm. That's a different experience.
Mm-hmm.
So is that enough for that? The house and the host and what you allow and don't allow.
Right.
And you control that, and you can do that with pesticides.
Uh-huh.
Or you can do that naturally and just don't have wood piled up around your house, and then you won't have termites to come eat your house down.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, perfect.
And or bugs and flies and every other aspect that wants to come and go. Things are always looking for it. If it's too wet, they won't dry. If it's too dry, they won't wet.
Mm-hmm.
So any balance that comes that there is thereof, these spiders are in the fall because they're looking for things to eat.
Mm-hmm.
But they make their web, catch it,
mm-hmm.
wrap it up and may eat it then or may save it for another rainy day.
Okie doke. Looks like I have a note on, tiny note on infertility, a disconnect of something inside you that blocks the creator creation of your psyche.
Yes.
So what more will you say, even though you said that's all it is?
Well, air conditioning. H-E-I-R, air conditioning.
Right.
Air conditioning. You set up the basis, process of what you want to be your experience.
Uh-huh.
And so if you start an air conditioning program, then you can start having intercourse to orgasm and completion. And isn't it interesting? Men folks have to have an orgasm for women to become pregnant, but women don't necessarily have to have an orgasm to become impregnated.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Interesting, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And yet, women folks in an orgasmless relationship aren't as complete and satisfied and happy.
Mm-hmm.
We can do it on the way. We always do the men's side, so we can do the women's side a little bit. But in this air conditioning process of relaxing, allowing, and wanting that into your experience, well, why do you want a baby? Well, I really want a baby because that way I can keep my husband.
Mm-hmm.
Well, good luck with that.
Mm-hmm.
See? Well, I really want a baby because I want to have someone else to bring. My love is so complete with my mate that I want more to share to bring into this world. And or then you go all the way into the can't bear children, adopt a baby, relax and allow with the having of the baby, and then you get pregnant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Called air conditioning.
Wow. Cool.
So that becomes that whole aspect, and you got to work it out the same way you can control the winds and the waves, shall obey your will,
mm-hmm.
eat, be still. The same way you can draw rain or sunshine or clouds. Sometimes mm-hmm. you understand you have control of those aspects.
Mm-hmm.
The same is true with your procreation processes.
Mm-hmm.
Come into that power knowing, and then you can dole it out.
Mm-hmm.
Any of the surprise pregnancies aren't such a surprise.
Mm-hmm.
Ta-da.
Okay. What's next? We have insomnia. Well, I don't have insomnia. I'm just falling asleep here by the second.
Yes, it's okay. Well, we can juice it up a little bit and get you right past that if you'd like. The inability to quiet your mind.
Okay.
And then as that insomnia takes over.
Mm-hmm.
Insomniac is one who can't let go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I can't rest and I can't sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have the opposite of that. Narcosleepies.
Narcolepsy.
No, we call it narcosleepy. It's too much fun. Every conversation's always two, so we had to get that in that same process.
Mm-hmm.
But that can be medical, but it has to be vibrational before it's medical.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with insomnia. Sometimes it's imbalances in the things that you're imbibing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Sometimes it's disconnection with your... Sometimes it's from... Well, then we'll tell you a story. You don't get me. post-traumatic stress, blah, 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 and many in the Korean conflict and the Vietnam era, they came back really, really tangled up.
Mm-hmm.
And they created a lot of insomniacs in women sleeping with them fellows because
mm-hmm.
they'd get you tangled up with the Viet Cong, and you'd wake up and you'd have a 9mm pointed to your head thinking that you were the enemy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wake up to that a few times, honey, and you'll sleep with one eye open.
Mm-hmm.
And you love your husband loves you, blah, 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 blah. It's just that path of least resistance becomes that drama, and that drama can cause trauma.
Mm-hmm.
And that trauma can have a disconnection with your being able to feel safe. And that's the woman's aspect, because men don't really care whether they feel safe or not. They want food, they want sex, they want clothes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's about it, you know, and maybe not clothes, but you know what I'm saying. If that comes and goes, but they just think different, you see.
Mm-hmm.
It's you jokingly call that being testicularly driven,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
but it's really not quite that dynamic, not that dramatically dynamic, but it is. It's just coming from a different place, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And folks are safe because they can get up and beat you up or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you can hear them going up the stairs.
Yes.
In the droves.
Mm-hmm.
Got three over now. It's too much fun.
Gosh. So.
All right. And so that same process, then everybody says, okay, you got to go to eating turkey.
Mm.
You got to get melatonin. And you had to have all these different things. Tryptophan. In turkey.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Tryptophan, right.
What did we say?
Lyptophan.
Oh, tryptophan.
Yeah. So tryptophan.
Tryptophan, okay.
Right.
The thing that's naturally in what you call the turkey birds.
Right.
And you eat all the turkey and it makes you go sleepy.
Mm-hmm.
That's natural.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you feel that way. But many times they'll start dosing you with antihistamines, Benadryls, mm-hmm. Tylenol PM, good Lord, all kinds of Vandias and all kinds of sleep pills
mm-hmm.
They trick you into safety.
Ah. Trick you into safe?
Feeling safe.
Wow. Well, they're a chemical relaxant allow.
Well, but the only reason you need to let relax and allow is because you're scared.
Mm-hmm.
Because otherwise you'd just go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And the insomniacs say, no, you don't understand. Well, then if you get right back down to the root of it, they're afraid of something.
Mm-hmm.
Many times they're afraid of oversleeping.
Mm-hmm.
Still a fear.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
See?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the disconnection. And we're amazingly seeing every single time without failure or exception. Now, go all the way into REM sleep and no REM sleep and sleep studies and all kinds of issues and problems.
Mm-hmm.
They all come back to fear mm-hmm. as regard to the insomnia aspect.
Right. Very good.
Very interesting.
Mm-hmm. Well, oh my gosh. Very strange. I'm going to have to take naps before I talk to you.
And we're starting early. Normally we start at bedtime. And it's like, you got a reason.
Yeah,
that
that's true.
From the other side. But now, you're always crisp when you first wake up and you get your water and you start. And it's like, okay, let's go. But it's like, you had all the nighttime emails you got to catch up with first. So it's kind of like, Katie, bar the door.
Yeah, very funny. Okay, do you want to... Yes, I think that's very good. Do you want to go into kidney disease, or will we start that next time?
Are you talking specifically about how it relates to the creatinine and the albumin?
Yes,
or,
more the chronic rather than glomerular nephritis.
Well, nephrology has a great deal to do with this whole filtering process, does it not?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you know, it's a larger thing. Let's do it now.
Okay.
All right. First of all, what do you call the liver?
The liver, we call that a filter, too.
Yes, and why is it different than the kidney?
Well, the liver filters blood, and the kidneys filter water, liquid fluid.
And bile? Well, bile, the mixed fluids.
Right.
The fluid that would then discern whether it goes to the bladder or whether it's dumped into the GI tract.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
The kidney, no, the liver does that, yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, and you're talking about the kidney.
Right.
And the kidney sorts that out, that process.
And sure,
so it goes to the liver first and then goes to the kidney?
Yeah, well, actually, there is, of course, blood goes through the kidney and that...
Exactly.
Uh-huh. And the liquid is filtered out of that.
Correct. And then that's where you catch your stones. Remember we did the gallbladder the same way?
Right,
you
right.
You can have a very, 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 very painful experience called a kidney stone.
Correct, right.
Several kinds.
Uh-huh.
You can have ones that are calcium-based. Then you can have ones that are tannin.
Uh-huh.
Many people who enjoy tea can get those very painlessly.
Hmm.
Well, no, painfully.
Easy and for you to say, yeah.
Yeah, they actually want you to strain your urine to catch them.
Now, I don't know about tannin-based kidney stone. That's interesting.
Yeah. From tea. Tannins in tea. Hmm. It's one of the major causes.
Uh-huh.
Rather than the calcium-based.
Uh-huh. Okay, I'll have to check that out.
Sure. The tannins are what's in leaves. The tea is leaves.
Yeah.
But if you don't have, once they do the biopsy or the whatever to test it,
uh-huh,
see what kind it is,
uh-huh,
then they very quickly will tell it immediately if it's calcium deposits that are from calcium,
mm-hmm,
not done and just ends up in the kidney to make a kidney stone.
Mm-hmm.
Or tannins.
Hmm.
And those tannins are sometimes more egregious because once they stick, that's when the tannin one is what caused them to come up with the laparoscopic version of exploding them so you can pass them.
Because
they don't like to wick you open and empty and get them out. They like you to pass them.
Right.
Because then you're not, then the washing machine's filtering. So if you start bailing out the water out of the washing machine, and the filter's never going to work.
Yeah, I guess I know about uric acid stones and calcium stones and oxalate stones, so.
There are those that, and those fit in the categories that are caused from tannins.
Okay. So that's.
Not the calcium-based ones. If they're not that, then they're tannin-based.
Okay, so that's more the end of things, that side of things.
Okay. Okay. Now, what can you live with all, can you give up your kidneys?
One of them.
Well, isn't that interesting?
Or, well, you can give up two and be on dialysis.
Mm-hmm. But why is it that you got two and you only need one?
I know, a backup, I guess.
Well, but isn't it because of where they are, you see? You sometimes very, very normally, naturally, can have a disconnection regarding it.
Mm-hmm.
But back in the day, you needed a double filter because of what you were eating.
Mm-hmm.
You see, you also needed your appendix, you also needed your gallbladder, you needed all your things to be working.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
And what was it that we were eating that we had to be so filtering about?
Well, that you would pull carrots out of the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And you didn't have to send them off to a processing plant to be processed.
Mm-hmm.
You might rinse the dirt off or you might not, depending if you have to draw the water to do it or not.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you just brush the dirt off and it went in the pot.
Mm-hmm.
Minerals, they call them.
Mm-hmm.
Now you have to get them from a factory and take them.
D.I.D.
Mm-hmm. But, and other things that were collected, gathered.
Mm-hmm.
So, and the roughage. the extra roughage.
Mm-hmm.
As J.W.'s granny would always say, when the corn would come in, the roasting years, he who eats the most corn will eat the most silk.
Aww.
Because it's such a pain to get all the silt out of the corn. Every corn, every kernel has a silt, otherwise it didn't make a corn.
Wow, yeah, that's cool.
So, the same thing, but you don't even know what people don't even know what silt is anymore.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And yet it still comes on the corn when it tossles.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Very amazing.
Very
so
good.
The roughages, the different elemental processes. Water came from wells. Wells were geographical. Geographical had different components and proponents.
Mm-hmm.
Some had more iron. Some had more stuff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Some had less. Some was hard water. Some was soft water. Well, who the hell talks about that anymore?
Yeah, yeah.
Everything comes out of a bottle, so you don't even know, you see.
Mm-hmm.
You see, the detergents, folks that would have hard water know you have to use more detergent.
Mm-hmm.
Those that have soft have to use less, so they've got the suds are coming out of the top of it and everything.
Mm-hmm.
When you're zestfully clean in the shower, if you've got soft water, don't open a bar of Zest soap. It'll bubble over the top of everything.
Mm-hmm.
You see, so when it was geographical, real geography, meaning everybody had a well and everybody wasn't on a pipe.
Yeah.
Then you had all kinds of dynamics that were varying and mitigating.
Mm-hmm.
And that mitigation meant that you had to have a larger filtration system, which allowed a larger volume of filtration. But
mm-hmm.
one got a problem. Some people can have a backache and they get in there and they have a kidney problem.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the other one then kicks into high gear.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
Very nice.
And since everybody's got on the same process, meaning on the same diet, the same water, same everything, that's when the transplants became a possibility.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
How does a kidney die?
Yeah, I don't know.
They don't. They're not alive.
Mm-hmm.
They're just pipework.
Uh-huh.
They're not alive, but they don't die. That's why kidneys are much, 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 much available for transplantation.
How do you mean kidneys are much more available for transportation?
Transplantation.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Used to, you had to wait forever for a donor. Well, now kidneys are just kind of almost not quite on the shelf, but pretty close. Any kidney transplant is available.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you mean available in that? Available in the ease of the transplantation, or just that there are more of them? And why is that?
Because they don't die. They don't die.
Because
they're not alive.
Mm-hmm.
So they're much more available. And
right.
We're not saying that they're freeze dried and they just pull them off the shelf. It's not like that.
Right.
But it's not like we're a lung. Once you disconnect it, you've got a finite window of time and it all deteriorates. It's just a piece of plumbing.
Mm-hmm. Interesting, okay.
It is very interesting.
Yeah. And the disconnection with our little kidneys?
I got hair in my sink.
Yeah.
And it's backing up. And my ducts are blocked.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then that disconnection is my filters are what need changing or flushing out.
Mm-hmm.
See, kidneys then come into the place of in the transplantation thing of I'll give you extra parts that I have, lover of mine.
Mm-hmm.
Becomes the ultimate.
Mm-hmm.
Any siblings are able to do that easily.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Very interesting. Okay, so the disconnection is that my filters need changing. So just give me something about real life with
I'm clogged. Okay. Well, rusty and gets a hole in it.
Mm-hmm.
Then it clogs up. Or either clogs up where nothing will go through, or it gets a hole in it where it lets everything through.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then the sieve is like your life.
Mm-hmm.
You can control certain aspects, but when it gets to be more than you can control, then that renal shutdown can kick in.
Mm-hmm.
The sieve doesn't work anymore, and there's nothing we can do.
Mm-hmm.
And even if they give you a new kidney, it doesn't help. So that's not the problem.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So therefore, the disconnection has very little to do with the kidney.
Mm-hmm.
Disconnection is that you can't sieve it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
That's a little backward, but you see how it's hard to get a disconnection from something that doesn't disconnect
mm-hmm.
when you can remove it and not even have it except
right.
for one.
Yeah.
You don't have to have either. They can put you on a machine, a dialysis machine, which takes out and washes that stuff and filters it for you. How can there be a disconnection when you can get it either way?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But the disconnection is real and right, or you'd never come to the place of even having discussed dialysis.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Correct.
And then that's what turns you jaundiced.
Mm-hmm.
Makes you yellow.
Well, that's more liver.
Well, really? Now you can do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Those balances, because that's dealing with the creatinine and the albumin.
Uh-huh.
You get those out of balance and you'll get yellow eyes either way.
Right.
Kidney infections.
Yeah.
Same way from that side.
Same way what?
Same way from that side. See, they're integral. Together. Liver, kidney. Kidney, liver.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
They're doing different things, but they're both very required for mm-hmm. sorting the bile in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Sorting the bile in your life.
Mm-hmm.
What is bile?
It's a chemical that breaks down fat.
Yes, and what else? It's pretty potent, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You can go septic in about a minute with that, can't you?
Maybe, yeah.
Well,
enough
now,
of it.
Do a bowel resection and spill a little and see what happens.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Doesn't take long, honey.
Mm-hmm.
Gangrene of the gut's not very easy to get over.
Right.
So, therefore, it becomes a very powerful aspect of sorting out the bile in your life. Now, what's bile in your life?
Mm-hmm.
I can take this, I can't take this, I like this, I don't like this, a little of this is okay, it's fine. Okay, we don't have profane language in our home, but a little of that's okay because the TV says it's all right.
Mm-hmm.
Then it creeps in and then you got potty mouth. You see? I don't care if my wife goes out for girls' night and goes to the strip club because when she comes back, she comes home and loves me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but then I have a fear base of my filtration system that she's going to find somebody she likes better than me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then she, all of a sudden she's out paying money to the stripper who's going to satisfy her when I'm not given the opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
That's bile.
Okay.
That's bile. It's the sifting of the bile of your life.
Mm-hmm.
And when that gets clogged up, that's when it goes into your UTIs and it ends up in all kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
Shows up lots of ways.
Mm-hmm.
Is that fun enough?
Yeah, I might have to go back when I'm more awake to ask more questions about that one.
Yeah, it's a little more cognizance couldn't hurt, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. Well, wonderful. Is that enough for that one?
Yeah, that's good. That's good. And I'm afraid that's me done.
No good. No, that's good. What's their next topic?
Well, it was kidney stones, and you touched
oh,
into
that,
that already.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so the next one after that would be lactose intolerance.
Good. That's a good place to begin.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good place to begin. Very wonderful.
Okay.
Very good, then, and we would be complete.
Okay.
There's nothing else.
Oh, that's good. Thank you very much, Ion.
You're very, very welcome, and we are complete. Okay.
Mm-hmm. That was a quickie.
Was it quickie?
Oh, well, it was just over an hour, but I just start falling asleep. It's very strange.
Fun. Well, there good. Very good. Well, wonderful. Okay, well, then we're good then.
Yeah, we are good. And Bob's, looks like he sent us the names of the four tapes.
Okay.
And, yeah, very nice. Origins of Ion, Origins of Michael Jackson, Chromosome 14, and Rift Riding.
Okay.
That's pretty fun. Okay, you're all set?
I am. Okay. And if you want to, we will play, if Bob wants to,
Well, tonight's the radio show, so...
Right. But if he wants to start a little earlier...
Okay.
Then we can do that as you please.
Okie dokie.
Very good. Okay, we love you so good, and we'll talk to you in a little while.
Okay, great buddy. Bye.
Bye.